M67 recording length 11 minutes and 28 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 67 open cluster M67, and GC2682. Type F, in cancer M67.jpg, write ascension 08, 50.4, H colon M, declination plus 11, 49, Deg colon M, distance 2.7, Cli, visual brightness 6.1, Mag, apparent dimension 30.0, Arc Min, discovered before 1779 by Johann Gottfried Koehler, Messier 67, Million 67, and GC2682, as one of the oldest known open clusters, and by far the oldest of Messier's open clusters, being aged at 3.2 billion years in the Star Catalog 2000.0, Malus/Kramer quote an even higher, but probably outdated value of 10 billion years. New estimates of GMNET's Geneva team indicate an age of 4.0 billion years. Note, this is still less than the age of our solar system, but open clusters usually get destructed much faster. It has been calculated that M67 can expect to exist as a cluster for about another 5 billion years. Only few known open clusters were found to be older, among them probably NGC-188 about 5 billion years, longly quoted as the oldest known cluster, and NGC-6791, which is about 7 billion years old, according to Gertz, and is currently the oldest known open cluster in our Milky Way galaxy. At this later stage of evolution, the open cluster M67 shows, in its Hertzsprung-Russell diagram, a well-developed red giant branch, while the main sequence ends to the hot blue end at spectral class ORF. It contains 11 bright K-type giants of absolute magnitude plus 0.5 to plus 1.5, and several stars scattered on the horizontal branch. However, it also contains some strange stars near the bluer main sequence, representatives of the so-called blue stragglers, the brightest of which is of spectral class B8 or B9 and apparent Mag 10, corresponding to a luminosity of 50 times that of the Sun at the distance of M67, 2,700 light-years according to Glenn Jones and Gertz, 2,600 from the Sky Catalog 2000. The total number of stars in M67 is probably at least about 500. The Trumpler type of this cluster is given as II-2R, Trumpler according to Glenn Jones, II-2M, Sky Catalog 2000, or II-3R, Gertz. According to Cecilia Payne-Gaposchkin, M67 contains nearly 200 white dwarfs. As M67 is of an age of the same order of magnitude as our solar system, and its stars happen to have a similar chemical composition as the Sun, this cluster is an appropriate target of observation for the study of solar-type stars. Mark Giampapa of the National Science Foundation's National Solar Observatory in Tucson, Arizona, has observed more than 100 sun-like stars in M67 and found that most of them are either significantly more or significantly less active than our home star, and 10-15% of these stars expose an exceptionally quiescent levels of magnetic activity, while about 30% of the M67 suns are in a state of enhanced activity compared to that seen at solar maximum. See NOAA Press Release 99-07. According to Johann Ilert Bode, M67 has been discovered by Johann Gottfried Koehler, 1745-1801, someone before 1779. It seems, however, that Koehler's instruments were so inferior that he couldn't resolve this cluster. Charles Messier independently rediscovered M67, resolved it into stars, and cataloged it on April 6, 1780. Messier 67 observations and descriptions discovered before 1779 by Johann Gottfried Koehler, independently rediscovered on April 6, 1780 by Charles Messier. Messier, M67, April 6, 1780 67 8H 36 meters 28s. 129D06, 57, plus 12D36, 38, cluster of small stars with nebulosity, below the southern claw of Cancer, the position determined from the star Alpha Cancri. Koehler number 19, a rather conspicuous nebula in elongated figure, near Alpha of Cancer. Caroline Herschel March 26, 1783, observed it, William Herschel PT 1818 P446, SP2 P599, the 67th of the Connaissance, M67 equals NGC 2682, 1783, 7 feet telescope, a cluster of stars, 1809, 10 feet telescope, a cluster of versus very small stars, there seems to be a faint, milky nebulosity among them, 1784, 20 feet telescope, a most beautiful cluster of stars, not less than 200 in view. By estimation, the profundity of this cluster may be of the 144th order. John Herschel, 1833, H531, H531 equals M67, sweep the 17th of March 3rd, 1826, right H41 meters 29.4s, NPD 77D 32, 3, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, pretty rich CL of SC St. 10, 15 meters, pretty rich cluster of scattered stars between 10th and 15th magnitude, sweep the 19th of March 10th, 1826, right H41 meters 49.6s, NPD 77D 33, 47. 1830.0, 200 Street, more or less, Itfield Field, St. 11, 15 meters. It is preceded by a rich region of St. 9, 10 meters, 200 stars, more or less, Itfield Field, stars from 11th to 15th magnitude. It is preceded by a rich region of stars of 9th and 10th magnitude, sweep 241, March 20th, 1830. Right H41 meters 68.4s, NPD 77D 34, 56, 1830.0, superb CL very rich and brilliant, fills field, stars 9, 15 meters, straggling edges and not very comp in M, superb cluster, very rich and brilliant, fills field, stars from 9th to 15th magnitude, straggling edges and not very compressed in the middle. Sweep the 22nd of March 13th, 1826, right H41 meters 75.9s, NPD 77D 35, 2, 1830.0, 100 or 200 Street coarsely SC 11, 15 meters, 100 or 200 stars coarsely scattered, from 11th to 15th magnitude, sweep 242, March 23rd, 1830. NPD 77D 34, 13, 1830.0, a cluster, no further discrete open square bracket chin, Smythe, CCCXXXIX 339, M67, CCCXXXIX 67 million Cancri, R8 H42 meters 26s, DEC N12D 23.6 mean epoch of observation, 1836.19 March 1836, with a drawing, a rich but loose cluster, at the root of the crab's northern claw, where a line from Regal through Procyon, into the east-northeast, will find it about 5 deg north of Epsilon Hydri. It consists principally of a mass of stars of the 9th and 10th magnitude, gathered somewhat in the form of a Phrygian cap, followed by a crescent of stragglers. It was first recognized by Messier in 1780, and resolved by Sir W. Herschel in 1783 actually, already by Messier. The place here given was obtained by differentiation from Delta Cancri, and though differing so largely in R from Messier, it is evidently his object. With a power of 157 on his large telescope, Sir William Herschel saw above 200 stars at once, in the field of view, and on gazing at it with my refractor, of far inferior light, but excellent definition, charged also with the power magnifying 157 times, as shown by a dynamometer, the object appears as herewith presented. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 1712, GC 1712 equals H531 equals M67, right H43 meters 34.3s, NPD 77D 40 meters 36.0s, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, L should be, CL, VB, VL, ERA, LC, St. 10, 15 8 Observations by W. N. J. Herschel. Remarkable. Cluster. Very bright. Very large. Extremely rich. Little compressed. Stars from the 10th to the 15th magnitude. Remark. Discovered by Oriani, Dreyer, and GC 2682. And GC 2682 equals GC 1712 equals 8531. M67. Oriani. Rye H 43 meters 34s. NPD 77 D 40.6 meters. 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. CL. VB. VL. LC. St. 10. 15. Equals M67 remarkable cluster. Very bright, very large, extremely rich, little compressed, stars from the 10th to the 15th magnitude. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector. PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC 2682, RA equals 8:45.8, DEC equals +12:11, bright. Very sparse cluster about 16, in diameter, 5 cm. Content car as if SEDS, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.